You can't do much in under 5 minutes. Boil an egg? Sure. Cook a roast dinner? No chance. But comparing car insurance prices with mustard.co.uk? Easy. See what you could save in just a few minutes. Click mustard.co.uk. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. See website for details.
After the action, it's your reaction. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboards Open Line.
Well, what an afternoon of action in Scotland, and the big result. Rangers 0, Hearts 2. Rangers fans, we want to hear from you. 0141 951 1025 on the phones. Remember, we are on the live stream as well if you want to watch that on YouTube and on social media. And just before we go to the phones, Hugh, how do you sum up what we've seen this afternoon?
Well, I sum it up by saying that Russell Martin is now at a critical stage, and that there must be a conversation tonight between Kevin Thelwell, the sporting director, and Andrew Kavanagh from 49ers Enterprises, because the fans have decided they no longer want Russell Martin. It's not a case of they're divided. They don't want Russell Martin. The abuse that he received today tells you that. And Rangers have a big decision to make. Hibs next weekend in the Premier Sports Cup. Do they give him a cup tie, knowing that the atmosphere will be as toxic as it was throughout today? Or do they cut their losses now? I know it sounds incredible, but he this weekend faces a real concern that he might lose his job.
0141 951 1025. Let's go straight to the phones. We're here until 6 o'clock, and I cannot tell you how busy it is. Let's start with Brian, who's a Rangers fan in Lark Hall. Brian, what's your take on today?
Phoned in recently to back Russell. It was actually trying to remember when it was. It was a couple of weeks ago. It's I hate sack managers. I really do. And I'm just one of those supporters that like to back a manager as much as I possibly can. But results tell you, you know, that it's probably time for him to go.
What is it about today specifically, Brian, that's the tipping point for you?
Well, if you look at... we haven't won any of our last five, sorry, our first five league games. I'm a bit choked, to be honest. I'm a bit emotional, but I'll try to explain my point of view. I cannot remember. I'm of an age where I don't follow the club now, but they're in my heart and they always will be. But I did follow them in the '70s, the '80s, and the '90s. Somebody would need to explain to me when was the last time we didn't win any of our first five games, and that's basically what it is. And also, you know, the stadium, the toxicity that's there. And I heard you saying, can they give them the League Cup tie next week? And the answer to that is no, because I think most fans have made up their mind. It's awful.
I think Brian is describing the prevailing mood among the Rangers fans. It is for the Rangers hierarchy. Remember, 49ers Enterprises took over Rangers, and it was to be make Rangers great again. It was to be the new dawn. It was to be the beginning of the end of Celtic's domination. And look where we are tonight on the 13th of September. The 49ers Enterprises have a very big call to make within the next 48 hours.
Do you know what we're not taking into consideration here as well? And I know some people will maybe mock this. You wonder how the Rangers manager's feeling just now in that dressing room. He's looking at players, he'll probably think, you guys have let me down, let you down. He stood there, he's heard those chants, he knows he's not wanted. You wonder sometimes as a manager, you get to a stage where you say, the best thing for me would to be getting out of this building.
He doesn't seem like the type of character, does he, though?
But, no. But let me tell you something. I don't care what sort of character you are. When you're standing there, you probably get your family up in that stand as well, right? Mm. That is the most loneliest place in the world when you're standing taking that sort of abuse and fans wanting you out, wanting you sacked and everything. They've turned against you. Sometimes as a manager, you go away home and you think, I don't want to quit. I don't want to show I'm a quitter, but am I really going to go forward here with this team?
Yeah, listen, I agree. Listen, he'll be really, really low, and you can't just solely blame it on Russell Martin. The players haven't delivered on the pitch either, so they've got to take an element of the blame of what's happened at Rangers with the start of this season. But it always falls with the manager. Of course it does. The main blame will lie with Russell Martin, his style of play. For me, the big thing is that there's no evidence there going forward as Russell Martin being the manager. He told us when he first came in he was going to deliver a style of play, he was going to be a winner, they were going to win games. He's not delivered
does
any of that.
Does he strike you, Cammy, as the type of person who would fall on his sword and resign?
No, yeah. No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does to me.
Do you?
Yeah.
No, I genuinely, I disagree. I don't think he would. I think it'll be interesting to see his interview after the game, because I don't think he will say he's going to resign. I don't think he'll say he's defeated. I don't think he'll say it's not worked. I think he'll try and say that.
Do you not think he'll have a conversation with someone that he's very close to in the board? He'll have a chat and then probably take that decision from there. Look, I know what you're saying. Does he look like the kind of guy? He looks an arrogant, self-confident, everything about him. I totally agree, but I get back to you. That's a very lonely place. It's a hard place. And when you're hearing those fans constantly wanting you out the building, it becomes difficult for you.
It is, but that's the pressure of being a Rangers manager. You've got to deliver wins, and he knew that when he came in the door. He knew he had to win
games.
But he's
not delivered them.
No, he's not. I know.
Well, thank you to Brian. What about Mason in Bishop Briggs?
Hi, guys.
How are you feeling after that result today?
Upset, of course. You know, you're never going to be happy after a 2-0 defeat. But I think the way that we treated Russell Martin is completely unacceptable. I feel a bit embarrassed for some of the Rangers fans, the stuff that has been shouted at him. But I also don't think that is entirely his fault. I believe that with the correct amount of time, the right players, his tactics will definitely succeed in Scottish football.
What makes you think that, Mason? Has there been any evidence so far to suggest that Russell Martin's style of play is going to work?
Definitely. In spells, in some of these games, I know spells isn't good enough as a Rangers manager, but in spells, we have looked really good. You know, highlight Panathinaikos, especially that second half. The second half against Bruges, you know, we're really up for it. So it's just about getting that momentum going for the full game. And, you know, I think we can become really successful under Russell Martin.
I have to point out that I believe that Mason will be very, very much in the minority with his views. And I wouldn't have mentioned the Bruges match in any way, shape or form, because it ended 9-1 on aggregate to Bruges, which will be held against Russell Martin as well. And there is no evidence at all to support what Mason has to say.
Mason, what do you actually think Russell Martin's style of play is?
Control possession, you know, don't force the ball, press at the right time. And I think if that works, we will become really successful.
But it's not working, that's your problem. And Mason, you said there about the right players. He's brought 13, 14 in this transfer window. He's got all the players, he's got everything at his disposal. They're leaking goals all over the place. They don't look defensively sure. They're not, obviously today, not scoring goals. They're changing things at half time. They brought in players that I think are now starting to realise playing for a club the size and the demands that Rangers put in you, they're starting to struggle a little bit. It's not looking positive for me.
Is there another issue in that it not only is it not really getting better, it almost looks as if it's getting worse?
Correct.
For
Correct.
Rangers.
Yeah. You know, Bruges 6-0. Next game, Celtic 0-0. Next game, Hearts 2, Rangers 0. They haven't scored a goal in 3 games. They've been humiliated in Europe. They've taken on a Celtic side who are in turmoil at Ibrox and could do nothing. And now look today. So I'm very much afraid that Mason is coming up with an argument that not one man, woman or child who supports Rangers will be able to back up.
Well, thanks to Mason. What about Dylan in Coatbridge? Are you on your way back from the game, Dylan?
Hi, I am literally just walking in the door just now. I don't, to be honest, I don't know what Mason's been going here, what he's been watching, but there is absolutely nothing there at all. We look lost out of possession, in possession. We don't even look like a Glasgow Rangers team, to be honest. It is absolutely embarrassing. There's no way he can continue to be manager as of next week, or we will not have any hope of any trophy success or nothing at all.
Is that it? Completely end of the road, Dylan? There's no way back?
It's got to be. I called on a few weeks ago and I was seeing how Bruges was as important a game as the Celtic game, blah, 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 in the league. But see if you could see any sort of style of, sort of improvement at all. There's nothing. There's massive spells in that game. We're actually getting pinned into our half in our own 18-yard box against Hearts at Ibrox. That should not be happening to a club our size. The budget that we've spent, it should not be happening. We've scored, 3 goals in 5 games. We're 10th in the league. It's absolutely abysmal. There's nothing, like I say, we look lost. We don't even look like a football team. I can't see anything at all what he's trying to do. And to me, a good manager should be able to play 2 or 3 different formations, a 4-4-2, 4-3-1-2, be able to switch depending on who you're playing and how you're playing.
Dylan, is our eyewitness, Dylan at Ibrox, Chermiti, £8 million, did he do anything when he came on?
Nah, he didn't do anything at all. I mean, he looks physical, but a few times he had the ball, he kind of, he looks quite clumsy. It's hard to judge him off, maybe not even 45 minutes, but to me, if Russell Martin gets his jotters, I think Fairwell should be next as well, because to me, they do not have an absolute clue how it is to be part of Scottish football and do well in Scottish football.
I think it's hard to judge someone coming on to that situation, and I know the big price tag, Hugh, and you're quite right to ask the question, but you look at a lot of the signings just now, maybe it was too many signings coming in. It just seems to, fans are just picking in Rothwell, Aarons was tried, and Antman come on, had a great debut, all of a sudden disappeared again. Young Moore come up with this big reputation from Tottenham, he's not really hitting the heights. I keep saying it, people don't understand. There's two things. Playing with a club, and Cammy will understand because he's been there, playing with a club the size of Rangers is a very, very hard thing to do. Managing a club the size of Rangers and not winning is probably more difficult, standing here in the criticism.
Yeah, Dylan, Rangers are 10th now after today's results. How hard is that to look at?
Sure, I'm 30, so I've not seen obviously the 80s and the early 90s of football. I wasn't old enough, but it's the lowest I've felt confidence-wise as a Rangers fan, even when we went down as well with the budget and that. It's the worst style of football I've ever seen in my life. Everybody that sits next to me as well feels the same. Like, there's no fan in there that feels confident under him or optimistic or anything at all. Like, you think after our international break, we might get the foot down there, start playing a bit of football and get results, but that's worse. That performance there was just as bad, if not even worse. We were lucky to get a point against Motherwell, Dundee, St Mirren, Celtic. If we can't beat that Celtic team, then they're never going to beat them realistically. It's absolutely shocking.
It's quite incredible, Dylan, saying that it's essentially the worst style of play he's seen at Rangers. One of the main reasons that Russell Martin was brought in was for his style of play. Rangers had, several managers beforehand that had been, thrown at them that they don't have a discernible style of play. Russell Martin was meant to come in, have this possession heavy. He kept talking about wanting to dominate teams. Yep. And it looked as if the first half, Rangers were being dominated by Hearts, and it's not the first time that Rangers have been in that scenario this season.
That's what I was going to say, sorry to jump in, but he's coming out saying that, but apart from about 60 minutes of the Pilsen game, I'm yet to see any of all these words that he's using. I'm yet to see any of that out of pre-season right up until now. I'm yet to see any of that for more, 60 minutes against Pilsen, but other than that, there's been nothing, not even a glimmer of it.
Dylan, I said that early in the show. I said you'd be lucky if you'd be able to put 90 minutes together for a good performance from Rangers this season over the games.
Before the game, I said the exact same thing.
Yeah, so listen, I don't think Rangers have a style yet. I've watched them a number of times this season, and I don't quite understand what they're trying to do. They're very slow and laboured in the possession when they play out from the back. They've not got any penetrating passes. Their movement isn't quick up top, and that's what plays in other teams' hands. Are very weak defensively, they're open, so I just don't get what he's trying to do. And again, you're right, Andrew, when he came into the club, he promised a style of play, an identity, which the club have been missing for a number of years. But what the most important thing for me is what he said at the start was winning games of football. And that's what Rangers is built on. And he's not doing that. And that's why we're in the situation we're in.
On the subject of identity, I look at the individuals who've been signed, at their identity, at their character. And yeah, the manager, everything starts with the manager and ends with the manager, and the manager gets the sack because you can't sack the whole squad. But I'm looking and wondering if any of these guys have what it takes.
Do you know something? Here's another thing, and I said it in the summer, and some people sort of shot me down in flames. It was well documented. He didn't take on a lot of pre-season games because he wanted to work on the structure down in England and work in a training camp. And you were thinking, okay, I can take that on board. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to work into the patterns of play and the possession and what you're trying to go over. But everyone that comes on this phone, and Cammy yourself, who's have said it today, we don't see that style of football. We don't know what it is. And I'd now look at the recruitment and I think, is the recruitment good enough to try and play that style of football that Russell Martin wants to play? The question, Rangers are all over the place. I don't think Russell Martin will last. I don't think you can put Russell Martin in next week against Hibs.
Well, thank you to Dylan. Keep those calls coming. 01419511025. Ian is in the city centre and we'll speak to him next.
It's Clyde One Super Scoreboards Open Line. 01419511025.
Gordon DL, Cammy Bell and Hugh Keevans on Clyde One Super Scoreboard. And we want to hear from you on the day Rangers lost 2-0 to Hearts at Ibrox. There was booing. There were chants to get Russell Martin gone, chants by Rangers fans that he was getting sacked in the morning. And we've been hearing it on the phones as well. 01419511025. Keep those calls coming until 6 o'clock. And hopefully before the end of the show, we will hear from Russell Martin as well. Let's speak to Ian, who's a Rangers fan in the city centre. Ian.
Hi, panel. Thanks for taking my call. I phoned up on the 20th of August, almost a month ago, and I said that he wasn't the man for the job. A lot of people knew, a lot of Rangers fans knew he wasn't the man for the job. They all know that. But even then, I couldn't see anything that this guy was trying to do. I couldn't see it getting any better. I don't even blame the players. Do you know that? A lot of people say, oh, you need to blame some of the players. I don't blame them because I don't think, if we don't know what he's trying to do, how are they supposed to know? I mean, they look completely lost. He's not made one player better. I mean, Osama came in, he hit the ground running, he scored a few goals. He's a shadow of the player he was. Antman came in, played, he was only in the door 5 minutes. He played really, really well in his first game. He's went back. But anybody this guy signs, he's never going to better them. He makes them worse. He actually makes them worse. And that takes some doing. And he's not going to, he is not going to, resign in my eyes because he's too arrogant and he won't fall on his sword. He'll never admit that he is wrong, and he was wrong to what he's done with Raskin. And again, that's been proved that by today's result. I'm not saying if Raskin was in, we would have won the game. You never know that. But I don't even think he's got any man management skills. I think he just rubs everybody up the wrong way. The players don't want to play for him. And there's no 48 hours. There should be a Zoom call, and this guy should be gone in the next couple of hours.
Do you think that'll happen, Ian?
Won a European Cup if we get rid of him.
Do you think it could happen, Ian? Do you think Rangers will sack him?
I really don't know. I think they've got to. If they don't sack him tonight or tomorrow or on Monday, the very, very latest, then I think the board are just as arrogant as what he is. I mean, he sits in those press conferences and he looks arrogant. He looks like he's not got a care in the world. He maybe, as Gordon says, maybe it's the loneliest place in the world and blah, blah, blah. But he doesn't put himself, he doesn't endear himself to anybody. He just looks so arrogant and self-assured, even though everything's just crumbling around about him.
I think they take a massive risk if they go with Russell Martin next week against Hibs. You're getting into the cup. Hibs will come there like Hearts today and fancy that big time. Now, where I agree with you, the manager takes the large responsibility of the blame here. Let's not be kidding. He's the guy that picks the team, the tactics, everything, makes the substitutions, so he's massive for it. But you can't let the players away lightly here, right? As much as it doesn't matter if you like the manager or dislike him or you don't like these tactics or whatever it may be, you've got to go out there. You've got 49, 50,000 Rangers fans turning up there expecting a performance. So you've got to go out and do that. I've looked at their defending. Russell Martin's nothing to do with the two centre-halves the way they defend at times. They're all over the place. They're experienced players. They should be able to, John Stewart's an international as well. So you should be able to go and be able to defend properly. At the end of the day, he does take it. But I think the board will take a massive risk if they get into this cup tie with Russell Martin.
There is a complexity to the situation simply because Rangers are now American-owned. So you have to speak to people in San Francisco. Now, Andrew Kavanagh, the Americans have a different approach to business than the one that's in operation here, as a rule. Is Andrew Kavanagh going to say, right, the first big call that 49ers Enterprises made with regard to Rangers was to appoint Russell Martin? In mid-September, are we to hold our hands up as well and say, look, we got that wrong? Are they willing to do that?
Why not you? Why well, not? Because they're bigger clubs than Rangers.
Yeah, but we don't know Andrew Kavanagh. You know, he's been over here, he speaks very well. But we don't know his approach when push gets to shove. And push has very definitely got to shove now. But is he willing
but you're not
to say, I've made a mistake?
But you're not successful if you're just going to sit there and go, we don't want to make a mistake. I think you're more stronger if you turn around and say, do you know what? We've made a mistake here. And we're going to try and sort it as quickly as possible.
It certainly sits better with the Rangers fans. If Andrew Kavanagh and the 49ers Enterprise identify, we've made a mistake, we've got it wrong, we hold our hands up and we then move on, and we move on pretty quickly. We don't let this situation fester any further. I think the Rangers fans will then appreciate that they've made a decision, and a big call as well. It's a big call early on in their reign, but again, I think the Rangers fans would see a little bit of appreciation for making that call.
I was going to say, if it continues in this vein, at what point does the anger then shift from Russell Martin to Andrew Kavanagh
or to
49ers Enterprises if they're not making the decision that what appears the majority of Rangers fans want?
The answer to your question is yes, very quickly, because it cannot go on in this vein. I mean, Hibs is now a monumental game for Rangers, and then the Europa League comes along, and you know they have a big call to make now.
Well, thank you to Ian. What about Thomas, a Rangers fan in Barrhead? How are you feeling?
Well, self-explanatory, I'm a Rangers fan. But the one thing I will tell you, right from the stadium itself, just as I was leaving at the main gate, a fairly noisy and sizeable deputation were at the main gate and making their feelings clearly known as to what the future holds for Russell Martin. So that's just, they're there just now. So that type of stuff can't be ignored. But what I was going to say was, I'm in agreement with the previous caller, and I know that the panel seems to think the players are to blame. However, watch them game after game after game, and especially today. What I don't hold the players to blame, and I'll tell you why. We don't know what kind of pattern Russell Martin is playing, but they're clearly playing to what Russell Martin has told them. Keep it, pass it back, pass it back. The first half, there was about 30 seconds to go in added on time, and you're 1-0 down. They were passing it, instead of getting right into the penalty box, they were passing it along the back four. Clearly that's what they've been told to do. That's coming right from Russell Martin. So the players, we have a good squad of players, but they're not being managed. They're being told by this ideological manager that we have, and as everybody says, his main fault is his arrogance and his ego. But the players have been clearly playing the way they're told. They are not using their initiative. And I think, you know, that's where the main fault lies, is you're not getting, it's basically getting coached out. If Paul Gascoigne was in that team, he would be getting his natural skill coached out of him.
Again, Thomas is an eyewitness, and he's telling us that crowds have formed outside Ibrox. That is always the beginning of the end. When they gather at the door, you have to accept that you've reached your lowest point. So, as I say, there is a certain complexity to the situation. Transatlantic phone calls will need to be made. And if he's not to go, then Andrew Kavanagh has to come out and say why Russell Martin is staying. But if he is to go, the phone calls will need to take place. A settlement will have to be worked out. And it won't be done overnight.
Thanks to Thomas. What about Paul in Newton Mearns? We got you, Paul.
Hi, panel.
Hello.
All good, all good. It's not Newton Mearns, Newton Farm, sorry.
Oh.
Just to correct you.
We'll get that changed.
I was just wanting to speak about, obviously, again, being at the game today, I just don't understand what I'm watching. I'm watching a team being physically out-muscled in all parts of the park, everywhere. I witnessed Hearts chase a ball down the header that was going out to the park, and the rest of the Rangers team are just jogging about. I've watched the centre-halves half pass the ball between each other. I've never seen a ball zipped at all. There's just a real slowness about Rangers' build-up play. Like that kind of, I'm watching John Suter against Scotland the other night, and I can see like more aggressive, pressing the ball, zipping the ball, and then obviously I watched him today, and the passes, they're half-hearted. Everything's so slow. There's no directness. I don't know what structure they're trying to adapt, but we're just getting absolutely bullied all over the park. I don't think any man can walk away with kind of pass marks or, and having said, they've tried their hardest today. It's a terrible, terrible watch.
Does that not help things as well? What Paul is describing there, David Friel said to us during the game as well, that there were boos at one point when it was really slow, yep, laborious build-up play. If the players were actively trying to get the ball forward and looked more alert and looked like they were trying to make more of an attacking effort, would that help things slightly?
Yeah, listen, intensity is key for me. See, when you're playing at Ibrox, if you're playing with an intensity and aggression, the fans buy into that. The fans want to see that. That's for me, that's the first and foremost. That should be given in every single game, is the way that you play, the intensity, the drive. So, yeah, I think it's important that Rangers players deliver that. But ultimately, the manager has got to demand that from the side as well. So, yeah, it sounds as if it's not been happening all season.
Cammy, the general impression that we're getting now is that the fans don't understand the style of play, don't like the style of play, don't want Russell Martin. So we've simply arrived at the impasse where the call has to be made, Kevin Thelwell has to call Andrew Kavanagh in San Francisco and say, we have a problem.
We're at the stage here that everything's now getting scrutinised. Everything's getting blamed. You said it today, right? Silly things like, oh, he needs a haircut, right? he doesn't park his motor in a straight line. The game's up for Russell Martin. Yeah. The game is up for Russell Martin. The problem we've now got is the board's strong enough to pull that trigger.
We will hear from Russell Martin before the end of the show, but I will give you a bit of a preview. He's been asked if he would resign, and he said no, absolutely not.
Well, I said to you, he doesn't strike me as the type of person who would do that. He wouldn't have it on his record. But the fans have spoken. The sporting director has to make contact with head office, and head office is now in San Francisco. And either Andrew Kavanagh comes here to Glasgow, or they, Kevin Thelwell and whoever, have to go to him in San Francisco, because this has to be resolved within 24, 48 hours. Or as Gordon Dale said, can you imagine what Ibrox will be like next Saturday when there's a cup at stake and the manager, who was booed onto the park again at half-time, he'll be booed onto the touchline before the game starts next week.
Well, let's speak to Carol just before we hear a bit from Russell Martin. Carol, how are you feeling about what you saw today?
Oh, diabolical. Tense in the league. Substituted. You know, the Rangers fans were singing along with the Hearts fans. You know, but you're getting sacked in the morning. You know, just Wow.
Does that just feel like the point of no return, Carol?
Definitely. When the final whistle went, it went straight down that tunnel.
Well, you're not surprised at that, Carol, are you?
No.
I would have been down the tunnel looking at the clock with 2 or 3 minutes to go, because you know the reception you're going to get. Look, I don't think there's a single Rangers fan now that will back Russell Martin. It'll be interesting to hear his press conference. You gave us a little tip out there now. When you say he won't resign, I don't think he'll resign either, but I think he's one of these guys that could easily sit down and say, look, this is what my contract's worth here. Let's get to a negotiation, because he knows deep down inside. He goes home tonight, he sits down and he reflects on what's happened in his Rangers career. He knows he's not wanted.
Well, Carol, stay on the line and listen to this. Here's Russell Martin responding to the fan chants, or was asked a question about the fans' chants towards him.
They're entitled to their opinion. They're entitled to their opinion, so I can't come out here and criticise that. And fans are always entitled to their opinion.
Russell, the fans believe they're quite clear that they would like you to resign and to go. It's overwhelming now from the support. No wins in 5, worst league start in many a year. The fans want you to go.
Mm-hmm. I don't think many of them wanted me here in the first place. So,
will you resign?
No.
What are you seeing that makes you think you can turn it around? Because that first 45, for example, today was abject. The side's getting worse, not getting any better.
Yeah, we have a lot of new guys in there. A lot of players trying to feel their way in an environment that's really difficult to feel their way into their Rangers career. Really, really difficult. We're on the side of three poor decisions, in my opinion. It's a handball for their first goal. Our goal is a goal. There's not a foul on the goalkeeper. And then Dio says he makes no contact. It's why it took so long. And we should have scored. We should have scored 2 or 3. And it was 1-0. We should have. But there's anxiety at the moment. And the players are not the same team we see in training on Thursday and Friday when they go out and play in this environment right now, and that's not a criticism of anyone. To your emotion and your anger, I get it, I understand it, but we have to just keep working.
How does that make you feel, Carol?
Basically saying that the players they've got stage fright.
I think it's great news, Carol, because he did say there that they play very well on a Thursday, so the Europa League will be something to look forward to.
I mean, we're tense in the league now, you know, and if they keep playing the way they played today, you know, they're bottom of the league.
All I heard there from Russell Martin, in my opinion, was excuses. He was very dismissive of anything that's actually in this real world is happening with regards to the Rangers fans, their emotion, their opinion. They're entitled to their opinion. Of course they're entitled to their opinion, but just the way that he said it, his tone that he said it in, I think it's quite disrespectful to the Rangers fan, in my opinion. I didn't quite feel as if he feels the emotion of the club and what's going on at the situation at this moment in time.
And his response to the question of, will you resign, is, well, I wasn't wanted in the first place.
That's poor.
You're looking for more than that. You're looking for an acknowledgement of the fact that your start has been disastrous. And as Carol said, you're third bottom of the league. They don't need glib.
Hugh, do you not think the most alarming thing about the press, he didn't explain how he was going to turn it around.
No.
See if you come out there and you're confident to say, look, I know it's been a dreadful start, I know the fans are right against me, but be assured, we are working this way and it will be turned around because X, Y and Z. He had nothing to offer.
It's also not going to help supporters listening to that and him talking about referees and refereeing decisions. Today, we haven't seen them.
Touched on it there. Excuses. And that's the last thing he should be mentioning in that press conference. With everything that's went on today, whether you believe a refereeing decision's cost you today or not, that first 45 was unacceptable for Rangers. They were getting pinned in against a Hearts team, which are a decent Hearts team, but Rangers should never be getting pinned in at Ibrox. And they were for 45 minutes. They were second best ever. He never mentioned any of that his players weren't good enough in that first 45. He just alluded to excuses, refereeing decisions, and almost being dismissive of the fans who are absolutely raging at this time.
I listened to all of that, and I think, in his own mind, he doesn't believe it's as bad as it is.
It would need to be really foolish if that's the case. I didn't like the tone of his interview there, but if you take on board that he stood there for 90 minutes and took absolute abuse from the Rangers fans, wanting him out, not happy with him. Obviously, the rift between him and Raskin, the Rangers fans have sided with Raskin. I can understand a wee bit of anger and frustration. I can't, Cammy. It's only human. But I think he's got to handle that better for the Rangers
fans. Be in touch
fans.
with the emotion of the Rangers fans at this moment in time. I think you'd get a little bit more respect from them if you are in touch with their frustrations. And yes, he will, of course he will be frustrated, but in that interview, he doesn't come across. I agree with you. He doesn't come across with as if he realises how big this situation is.
Well, we need to go to a break, but we'll hear more from Russell Martin and your calls next.
After they play, you have your say. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboards open line.
Well, not long to go on Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Still time to get your calls in. 0141 951 1025. I think we may be able to hear a bit more from Russell Martin as well. And don't worry, we could be on until midnight tonight with the way that calls are going. But we'll be back tomorrow 4 until 7 to take plenty of your calls. Let's speak to Stephen in Springburn. Stephen, how do you feel about what you saw from Rangers today?
I'm in shock. I'm absolutely in shock. I'm in my late 60s and I've watched Rangers. My dad took me in the early 60s under Scott Simon. When he left, Billy Thornton, David White, all the way through. This man is inept. I'm sorry. He hasn't got a clue. He doesn't know what it means. Doesn't know what it means to be a Rangers supporter or a Rangers manager. His tactics are all over the place. And I was sitting here after the game in tears. And I'm ashamed to admit that. The man hasn't got a clue. And if he's any gumption, he should walk right now, because this is going to cause turmoil. We thought it was bad with Pedro Cucino. Come on. This is now gone above and beyond everything. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but we have the answer to the question, Stephen, because he was asked outright, will you resign? And he said, no, not a chance. And he says, some fans didn't want me here in the first place. So he is entrenched in his position, Stephen. And you are representative of 99.9% of the Rangers support. We all know the reasons why no one wants him to be there, but Russell Martin doesn't want to go, doesn't think he should go, if you listen to him. And it's now for Andrew Kavanagh and Kevin Thelwell, the sporting director at Ibrox, to see where Rangers go from here, because Russell Martin, in his mind, is going nowhere.
Well, let's hear a bit more from Russell Martin before we bring Stephen back in. He was continuing to talk about the fan chants and was answering some questions from fan media.
It is what it is. Like, it doesn't affect me personally. Professionally, it's difficult because we need the team to play in a certain way that requires certain things, and it's really difficult when the atmosphere is how it is. And it's aimed towards me, not towards them. I'm trying to say that to them. It should hopefully take a bit off them at some point. But it is what it is. We'll keep working until I'm told not to, and we have to start winning.
But do you agree with how badly the performance are, the levels? We don't look coached, Russell. It doesn't look good on the pitch. That's as bad as I've seen Rangers in all the time I've been watching them in that first 45. They are scared on the ball. There's no shape, there's no formation.
That's not tactics, mate. You've just said it yourself. They're scared.
There's nothing there for them to grip onto.
No, if we were producing the tactics all the time that we work on in training, that's what I just said to you. We see a very different team in training to then the game.
5 games, no wins. There's nothing there for you to back that up.
To back what up?
What you're saying about training and how they look.
You only see the outcome of the end of the week. I've not been happy with the performance. I've not sat here and said to you, I'm really happy with the performance. I don't lie to you. I don't come out here and lie. I've not been happy with the level of performance. But also, is my job to work out why, is not big tactical problems. The problems are the emotion, managing anxiety, are psychological. So we have to try and work that out, and we have to maybe simplify it even more.
Is there a problem there that feeling in the stand, if performances continue, is just going to get worse? So if the players aren't able to cope with the atmosphere and the anxiety around the place, it's not just going to miraculously fix itself, is it?
I think Russell Martin there, in a sentence, explained the way this situation has to play out. They're scared, and it will get worse against Hibs next week, but the sentence was, I'll stay until I'm told not to. Therefore, he's passed the buck on to the owners of the club, and they now have to make a decision 24 to 48 hours whether or not to tell him you're finished.
He's looking for a payoff. Let's not be kidded here. Right, and plus the fact, if you're involved with Rangers at the top level and you're hearing the manager's reasons why Rangers are losing games about being anxious and scared and everything, it's coming because of the toxic problems from the stands to the Rangers manager. So you need to remove that. Russell Martin's not got to remove that. The top board has got to come in and offer him a way out so that he saves face and he has to leave. Rangers fan, you said 99.9 there, Hugh. I would go 100.
Again, Russell Martin's passing the blame on to the players. By the way, I wouldn't be happy if a manager's coming out and saying, you're scared to go on the pitch and play football and produce what you do every week, and what you're trained to do is go and play and win a game of football. That, again, I feel like is a little bit of a cop-out from Russell Martin. He never took any blames towards. He got asked about his tactical awareness, the way that his tactics were, and he said it's nothing to do with tactics. It's the players being scared. So you're automatically putting all the blame on the players. You're not taking any responsibility for that. You're saying it's because they're scared and it's nothing to do with my tactics. And I totally disagree with that. I really do. I think that, listen, if you're tactically aware as a player and you know exactly what you're expected to do on the pitch, why would you be going on the pitch scared? Yes, everyone knows there's this real negativity around about Ibrox at the moment, but you can flip that as a player by winning a game of football. So there's no reason, and certainly the players shouldn't be scared. They expect James Tavernier. How many games has he played for Rangers? He's not scared going on that pitch. He's seen this movie before. So I just feel like he's passing the blame again.
Well, thank you to Stephen. Just before we take a final call from David, a word for Hearts, because it always does get lost in amongst the hysteria in Glasgow. A big win for Hearts at Ibrox. They're now top of the league. It's a fantastic start to the season for Derek McInnes, isn't it?
Incredibly, Hearts are 9 points ahead of Rangers. And tomorrow it might be Hearts and Celtic, who are 9 points ahead of Rangers. Celtic, in spite of the turmoil that engulfs the club right now, have been handed the best incentive they could possibly get to go to Kilmarnock and win. For Derek McInnes, it might just be that Tony Bloom is right and they can either split Celtic and Rangers or win the title.
David is in Springburn. David, take it away.
Hello. Okay, final.
On you go, David.
How you doing? As what I was thinking myself, I think he should get sacked today. Tavernier, player manager, right now.
No, that won't happen. He says that he'll stay.
Barry in.
Well, nothing will happen.
Barry's not going to come back in.
Nothing will happen until consultation with Andrew Kavanagh in San Francisco, because he and the 49ers Enterprises own the club. So they have to be consulted and asked, what do you want to do? Do you want to get rid of him or do you want to persevere?
Do you think it will happen, David? Do you think he'll go?
Oh, he needs to go today.
But do you think it will happen?
Well, he wants a payoff. He's not going to leave. He wants the money.
From what Russell Martin's saying, he wants to continue in the job. He wants to have a successful Rangers team. He feels he can turn things around. Certainly that feeling isn't felt towards supporters,
he's the only one that thinks he can turn it around. And fair play to him, but the Rangers fans, everyone's no confidence in him. I do agree with Cam. I think that he's interviewed tonight and he does throw his players under the bus a little bit. Doesn't take the responsibility. I totally think he's sitting there as an experienced manager saying, give me a payoff and I'm out of here. And I think that's what he's looking for.
I mean, we can't say that with any certainty that is what Russell Martin is wanting. But
Russell Martin knows there's no way back here.
Do you think he knows it's done?
Of course he does. Of course he does. You call him arrogant, you call him this, you can't call him a fool, because he's sitting there knowing what his contract is. He knows that the game's up. The Rangers fans have had enough. Not one. Who says 99.9? It's 100%.
I'm only
not
talking
one
about
fan.
The second caller, Mason, who said he could see what he was trying to do, and they were going to be a great success.
I think he was more talking about the players that they've got. I don't think anybody can see what
but
the manager.
The situation now is quite clear cut. He's not resigning. Therefore, the club have to decide whether they sack him or allow him to go on. But next up, a cup tie. The first trophy of the season. Do they allow him to take charge in that match when he has said himself the players are scared to play at Ibrox?
How do you sum up today as a whole, Hugh?
Crisis time for Russell Martin and Rangers. Early in their reign, 49ers Enterprises have a major call to make. A matter of weeks ago, they appointed Russell Martin. Over the next 24 to 48 hours, they have to decide whether to sack Russell Martin.
Well, thank you for all your calls this evening. We could have stayed on until midnight, but don't fret, we will be here tomorrow, 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. taking your calls. We'll be giving your reaction to Kilmarnock against Celtic. Of course, a big story at Rugby Park as well. There's going to be fan protests by Celtic fans. Already sounds as if there were fan protests outside Ibrox from Rangers fans after that 2-0 win for Hearts this afternoon. So we will take your calls between 4 and 7 tomorrow. Thank you for listening in today, watching on the live stream. Thank you to Gordon Dalziel. Thank you to Cammy Bell. And thank you to Hugh Keevans as well. And it is the GBX up next.